listening to the voice of Montgomery County High School Basketball, 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
And good evening, everybody. We welcome you live to the Madison Central High School Gymnasium here in Richmond. Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls with you for girls' high school action between the Lady Indians and the Lady Indians. And Ivan Rawls is ready to talk right now with Montgomery County head coach Dustin High.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Montgomery County Lady Indians, Coach Dustin High. And, Coach, long time no see. Absence has made the heart grow fonder, but a lot of downtime between your last game and then this game here on the road at Madison Central.
Yeah, it has been a lot of downtime, and I really think it will be a positive for us in the long run. This time of year, it's really difficult to find days off, and when you're pretty much forced into days off, you want to get in the gym, but at the same time, it was really good to get the girls in there last night, and they were energized, and I think it'll be a blessing down the stretch.
Talked about some of the pros when you get a rest like this. What are the cons when you look at a situation like this with all the downtime and not the gym time that they're accustomed to?
Well, just don't know what to expect. And you could say that about just about any night, but there's going to be evidence of some rust, but I'm pretty sure Central's in the same boat we're in. I think they might have played last Monday or Tuesday, and it's just good to get back in the gym and just be able to compete and see some different faces, and I think the girls are looking forward to it.
You get your 6-foot junior back tonight and Savannah Jarvis. Talk about what you hope having her back now will mean for this team as you build on this second half of the season.
I think it'll be a really good shot of energy. Just having that, having her presence in the back defensively, and just having her on the glass, and just some of that maturity out there that like Bailey and Sophie and Laura Lee, they've been doing well, but it's just to have another upperclassman out there that's been in these battles for a few years and really a little more prepared physically to handle the beating.
You're familiar with your opponent tonight. You guys played in the championship game of the Gateway Holiday Classic, a 5-point victory for your Lady Indians tonight. Where do you want to see improvement in this matchup, maybe from what happened a little over a month ago?
They're a good team, and they're scrappy. I do think that if we go to the glass, that we can possibly hurt them some on the glass. We're going to have to handle their defensive pressure. They do a good job. They are active with their hands and just active in passing lanes. And from the Gateway to this one, I would really just like to see us put a full 32 together.
Brittany Campbell, she can score the basketball, but probably the bigger problem for your team the last two times you met up is Eden Carter. A little bit undersized, but boy, she plays above her height stature.
Yeah, I mean, probably a little comparable to Reagan Oney. She's just jitterbug. I mean, she's just all over the place. She's constantly active, constantly flying in there, swatting at rebounds. Whether she grabs them or not, you better make sure you hold on to them, because she's coming one way or the other. Just really, we got to make sure that we don't let her get to her left hand. If she gets that left hand, she is really effective. We can make her get back to that right, I think we can limit her opportunities.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
And that's Dustin High, head coach for the Lady Indians of Montgomery County. We'll take a 90-second timeout. When we return, we'll talk to the head coach of the Lady Indians of Madison Central, Coach Scott True. You're listening to Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morgan invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
Scott True is the head coach of the Madison Central Lady Indians. Of course, he came here by way of being at Clark County and then at Lexington Catholic. He's been some other places, and he's very familiar with the Montgomery County program. And the Montgomery County program, I think, is very familiar with him. Right now, we're going to head down onto the playing floor, where Ivan Rawls is going to catch up with the head coach of the Madison Central Lady Indians, Coach Scott True.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Lady Indians of Madison Central High School, Coach Scott True. And Coach, much like I said to Coach High, this is a rematch from the Gateway Holiday Classic Championship game. Coaches are always wanting to see, where did we improve since the last matchup, almost like a district or a region opponent?
Yeah, it really is. And, it was a good game up there, and they really got us down, and we battled back a little bit. But, for us, we've played pretty well lately. I think the break hurt everybody. I mean, I feel like we haven't been here for a month. So, we played two really good teams in Anderson and Southwestern Tough and got lucky enough to win a couple. So I'm hoping we'll continue that tonight and try to get better against a really, really good team.
Was there one thing when you go back and look at the matchup previously that you say, we got to do better than that, not only in this matchup, but going forward in our regular schedule?
Well, I think for us, it's always going to be rebounding because we're just so small. We don't have any, really size. So, obviously, the Gunners big is a real concern. The other thing that hurt us last time, we had two stretches of live ball turnovers. And you can't live ball turnover with that group of Gunners on the floor because they're going to go score on you, hurry. So we got to take better care of the ball. And if we can stay even on the board tonight, it's a win for us.
Concern about conditioning with the disruption in your regular routine in the last week and a half?
I'm more concerned about the routine than I am the conditioning part. I mean, everybody, that's going to be the same for everybody, but probably who handles that better tonight? You've kind of laid around. You haven't done anything. Everything's out of sync, and so it'll be interesting to see how that goes tonight.
One thing other than rebounding that you're going to look at?
Well, we got to shoot the ball well. When we get three or four threes a half is key for us. We've got to shoot 30-35% from the three-point line and have a chance. When we've done that, we've been doing some games with really good teams. When we haven't, it's a long night.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Appreciate it. Thanks, sir. Thank you.
That's Scott True, head coach for the Lady Indians of Madison Central. We're just inside of 9 minutes before this tip-off between this matchup between not the region foes, but it's almost like they are in the border regions of Region 10 and Region 11. We'll take this two-minute timeout when we return. More Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the steak, graded sheep, and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah. Offering great vehicles at great prices. I'm John Greer at Dutchess Chevy Ford on the bypass of Mount Sterling. Oh,
yeah. So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass of Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Welcome back to the Madison Central Gymnasium. Dan Manley and Ivan Rawls with you tonight. Tomorrow night, we will be back at the MCHS Arena. The Montgomery County boys will be playing host to Fleming County tomorrow. Fleming County coming in with a really good squad. And so we've got a couple of good games. And then later in the week, it'll be district tournament action with Paris teams. Big games this week. I have no question about it. I mean, for the Montgomery County boys in particular, they're desperate for a win coming up against the Paris boys, and it's going to be anything but easy going into the Earl Red Wine Gymnasium.
Yeah, we always talk about how tough it is, but definitely so because this Paris team coming into the season, people really didn't know what to expect once Malachi Ashford transferred to GRC. They didn't know what that team would look like, but Coach Sean Ransom, give him credit, he's coached his butt off with that team, and we saw just a couple of weeks ago how tough they played at GRC in their own right, and we know that's a tough place to go play. They better strap it on and be ready for what could be a hornet's nest. But before you get to that game, tomorrow Coach Buddy Biggs is going to bring a really solid Fleming County team in, a true contender there in the 16th region. And this Montgomery County boys team can't take anything for granted. They've made strides. Yeah, you know, they've had their bumps in the roads along the way. Tomorrow would be a really, really, really good win if they could get it, especially propelling them into Thursday. But before we get to that, Dan, these Lady Indians right here, they're going to go against a very hungry Madison Central team, a team that feels like they can beat Montgomery County, and probably still smarting from that loss to Montgomery County at the Gateway Holiday Classic. I expect a lot of energy early on in this ballgame. And how will being out of the routine affect either one of these teams? We really don't know, but that's what I'm going to be looking. Who's going to bring the energy early for either one of these teams? You got a feeling that Eden Carter is always going to play at that level with her energy. Can a Reagan Oney or Sophie Bouch, somebody that is an energy player for this Montgomery County team, can they match that energy? But while you're doing it, can you still be fundamentally sound and make those proper decisions?
Well, the one thing I've noticed watching in the warm-ups, I'm going to throw a jinx on a team. I mean, it happens. Lady Indians have been shooting the ball really well in warm-ups. That doesn't parlay and doesn't say anything about what's going to happen when things start here in a moment, but they have been sure have been shooting the ball. And one of the things when you watch Kentucky's men play here in this last game, shooting the ball. I mean, it's still a big part. I mean, that's the reason Naismith put the basket up there, was to put the ball inside of it. That gets you points. And sometimes we get to talking about everything else, and sometimes teams just don't shoot very well.
It's the base fundamental of the game. It's to put the ball, or the object of the game, put the ball inside that hoop, not just near it. You know, you want to put it inside of it. The Lady Indians need to be able to be more consistent in that capacity. They can't be just so heavily relying upon Hayden Barrier to be the initiator of that. There are going to be some other players that can kind of step up into that role, and maybe having Savannah Jarvis back, maybe get some point production there, but maybe getting the ball into her maybe opens up opportunities for others. I just hope Savannah doesn't come back really pressing to have to be, you know, a 10, 12-point scorer off the bat. Just let the game come to you, and if you do, good things can happen for this team all around.
Both teams are a good mixture of a couple of veteran players and then some really talented young players tonight. We'll see how that might play into this in terms of leadership. Certainly Central made a nice run coming from well behind when they lost to the Lady Indians the first time at the MCHS Arena, 50-45. We'll have starting lineups for you coming up when we return to Madison Central after we step out 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrisburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Back here at the Madison Central Gymnasium. Love the lighting in here. They have painted this place and really brightened things up a lot. Let's go down to our public address announcer right now and get the starting lineups.
Academic Athletic Center, located on the beautiful and pristine campus of Madison Central High School, for the thrill and excitement of Kentucky High School girls basketball. Tonight, the visiting Lady Indians of Montgomery County High School take on your Madison Central Lady Indians.
I bet a Lady Indian wins.
And now, let's meet our Richmond Car and Truck Center starting lineups. First, for the Lady Indians of Montgomery County. Starting in guard, a 5'4" freshman, number 3, Sophie Bouch. And forward, a 5'11" freshman, number 22, Bailey Werner. And forward, a 5'11" senior, number 10, Allie Dillon. And guard, a 5'7" senior, number 11, Reagan Oney. And at guard, a 5'7" senior, number 20, Hayden Barrier. The Lady Indians of Montgomery County are coached by Taria Booker, John Hyde, and the head coach, Dustin Hyde. And now, your Madison. Madison Central Lady Indian Starters. Starting at guard, a 5'7" junior, number 15, Brooke Campbell. At guard, a 5'6" junior, number 21, Natalia Schrader. At guard, a 5'6.5" junior, number 11, Brittany Campbell. At forward, a 5'9" junior, number 2, Cameron Rittercop. At forward, a 5'7" senior, number 5, Eve Carter. Athletic trainer, Allie Benavides. The Indians are coached by assistant coach Janice Turpin, Bailey Vanover, Troy Drew, Erica Morris, and the Lady Indians head coach, Scott Drew. Your officials tonight, head referee Andy Dunn, Scott Kendall, and Brian Williamson. Running the clock, Dennis Campbell, official foot, Bob Gordon, official foot, Ron Harrison, game status, Hugh Davis, and their game table, graphics engineer, Joe Bowers.
All right, we are ready to go. Montgomery County in their road blue tonight. Lady Indians, blue uniforms, red numerals trimmed in white. Madison Central in their home white with red numerals trimmed in blue. Montgomery County in this opening half of play will move from right to left on your dial. We're located up at the second level, and we're down on one end of the playing floor. So here, opposite where the Indians are playing on offense right now, Oney has it as Montgomery County controlled the tip, and Oney is really covered up over there by Campbell, and finally able to bounce it in low to Warner. Warner, and she gets called for traveling. It was a good call. They double teamed her down low, and just really couldn't get out of that double team. So goes over to Madison Central, and you can tell right off the bat, Central is going to put a lot of defensive pressure on the Lady Indians. Here's Campbell driving the left baseline. The Campbells are twins. We'll differentiate as best we can. Rittercop goes in, missed a shot, and the rebound. Fouch comes out of there with it for Montgomery County. So the Lady Indians have it. Oney across the timeline with it. She's going to be guarded by Brittany Campbell. I'm sorry, that's Brooke Campbell on her. Here is the ball in the hands of Allie Dillon. Dillon against the man-to-man, hands it off to Oney, left side of the top of the key. Now Barrier, Carter with her, and Fouch being defended by much taller Rittercoff. Warner comes away from the basket, drives in there, goes all the way to the hoop, puts it up no good, but put up and in by Oney, and the Indians lead 2-0.
Excellent drive there by Bailey Warner to create that situation for the Lady Indians right there.
Ball tipped away and out of bounds on the offensive end, but it'll be played by Madison Central.
Really like the patience that Montgomery County showed there, Dan, of just running their offense, not really forcing anything until you thought you had a good opportunity.
Here with the ball out front, Brittany Campbell floats it right corner. Brooke Campbell drives into the lane, stops in the lane, bounces outside. There is a three-point shot put up that is no good by Strader. Rebounded by Central, and the shot off the left side by Campbell, right side by Campbell is no good, and rebounded by Montgomery County. And here is Dillon, a three, no good out of the right corner, and they battle for the rebound, and it's Strader able to come out of there with it for the Lady Indians. Going down, we get a traveling violation underneath that goes against Carter, and the ball goes right back to Montgomery County. Wasted opportunity there for Central.
A huge wasted opportunity. Had a great opportunity to get two easy points on the basket, and then you turn it over. That just unforced error.
Barrier to Oney. Yeah, the Central's their aim here is to shut Montgomery County down. I mean, they are really playing hard defensively, and now we get a jump ball as Fouch dribbled into a double-team situation, and it was Brooke Campbell that tied her up. So Montgomery County's second turnover here in the first 2.5 minutes. They lead it, though, 2-0. Campbell gives over on the right side to Strader. Now Campbell drives in on the left side. A little short jumper is put up that is no good. The ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be played by Madison Central.
You see Brittany Campbell really trying to force the issue, get herself some offensive opportunities here early.
Here's the entry pass. Comes out to Strader, right back to Campbell, deep in the left corner. Cross-court pass intercepted by Barrier. Hayden going to bring it down herself, stops, hands it off to Dillon, goes through the lane, puts it up, no good. Not a good finish, and Dillon was out of bounds when the ball was tipped to her, so the rebound goes to Madison Central, and they'll bring it to Lincoln Four. Really sloppy play.
Yeah.
Looks like a couple of teams that are playing for the first time in a couple of weeks, really. But they're both teams are playing aggressively. Jarvis is in the game right now for Montgomery County. Ritterkopf hands it off. Campbell drives through the lane, stops, feeds it back on the outside to Strader, and they'll start through the offense again. Strader being defended by Oney. Strader wants to drive on her, gets picked up by Barrier. Yeah. There's a ball tipped away and then taken up, picked up by Barrier. Hayden dribbling down the right side. Stops short of the timeline and slows things down as the offense gets set for Montgomery County. Barrier out on top between the circles with 4:29 to go here in this opening quarter and a 2-0 lead for Montgomery County. Here's Jarvis. Fans at left side. Fouch at three. No good. The ball is taken by Barrier. A short jumper good off the right baseline.
What a heads up tip by Allie Dillon to Barrier there for that putback opportunity off the miss by Fouch.
Lady Indians with a 4-0 lead midway through this first quarter. Ritterkopf drives the left baseline, feeds back to Campbell, goes up from 15 feet and knocks down a jumper. Got wide open that time. Brittany Campbell finally gets the Lady Indians from Madison Central on the board, and it's 4-2. Drive. Dillon, can I tell you, they're really guarding Dillon. So close. Left side Barrier gets open for a three. Good.
Carter got caught up in a little screening action there as Barrier got a clean look from beyond the arc.
7-2, Lady Indians with the lead. Here is Brittany Campbell with it, out guarded by Fouch. Hands it off to Brooke Campbell. Barrier with her. Brooke drives around her. Shot put up no good, but a whistle, we get a foul, and let's see who that's going to be on.
I think it's going to be on Jarvis here. She tried to rotate over to stop the drive.
Yeah, Jarvis gets the foul call. First foul of the game on either team that comes four and a half minutes into the game. Brooke Campbell will step up there to shoot a pair of free throws. Puts a shot up, no good. The Campbells are juniors. Now for Montgomery County, we get Warner coming in. Fouch and Oney leave as in for Montgomery County are Orison and Warner. Lorelei Orison, a freshman.
Olivia Metcalf checked in for Madison Central there. She replaced Ritterkopf.
And the free throw is up, and it bounces in. This time for Brooke Campbell, her first point of the game. 7-3, and now in for Central is Tierra Long. Long in one of the guard spots. Here's Dillon. Right wing goes underneath to bury his shot. Got blocked from behind. Warner the rebound. Out to Dillon, who steps into a three. That's no good. Rebound Barrier goes back up and puts it in off the glass.
Well, great job there on the weak side by Hayden there to clean that up for Montgomery County off the miss.
Long gets the foul call, so chance at a three-point play for Barrier. And now Oney's right back in, coming in for Allie Dillon.
Well, you like that initial look that Allie Dillon was able to get to Barry, who flashed into the lane.
After free throw is good, yeah. 10-3, Montgomery County. We get a timeout taken by Central. 3 minutes remaining here in this opening quarter. Lady Indians out to an early lead. We'll be back in just 30 seconds.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
.302 left to play in the opening quarter. Montgomery County with a 10-3 lead. Barrier already with 8 of the Montgomery County 10 points. Outside, working as Strader, goes down against Stoney, forces up a shot, no good. Rebound taken by Jarvis. And then there's a takeaway, and Strader lays it up and in.
Yeah, Strader heads up mover. She just stayed with it right there with Savannah Parker, knowing that she had a forward handling the ball there.
Here's Barrier driving the other way, goes into the lane and gets a short jumper that's up and good. And Barrier already in double figures with 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Coach Scott True couldn't be happy with the way Barrier just waltzed her way down the middle of the lane there for that shot.
Long outside for Madison Central, working against Laura Leorzen, and we get a traveling violation on Long.
Yeah, it was a little delayed. I was like, she just picked up the ball and drug that foot.
Five turnovers now on Central.
You know, Coach Scott True said he was worried about the live ball turnovers. I think he's just, he's upset with the unforced turnovers.
Yeah. Jordan Miles has now checked in for Central. One of the guard spots. Here's Barrier working against Miles. Little fall away, 15-footer that's no good, but rebound taken by Jarvis. So Montgomery County has it. And back to Barrier. Now she's knocked down a three.
Yeah, she's feeling it right now.
15-5, Montgomery County. Barrier with 13 of the 15 here in this first quarter. Montgomery County is going to line up in a 2-3 zone. See who Central looks to here against this zone. And driving across is Strader, and a foul is called on Oney. Oney gets her first foul, team foul number two.
You can tell Hayden Barrier, she was able to get into the gym yesterday and get some shots up with her dad yesterday. And she's gotten herself into an early rhythm right here, and that's going to be a concern for Madison Central.
For Central, Jordan Miles out front against Orison, bounces it down the lane. Carter goes for the basket and
excellent defense.
Got the ball. The shot blocked. It goes out of bounds off Montgomery County, but no chance that time for Eden Carter. Her first shot of the game, and had no chance to get into the rim. They throw it out deep. Barrier tips it away and out of bounds.
Well, Hayden is taking advantage of a couple of just poor decisions by Madison Central. That time, not able to secure the steal, but at least got that deflection to disrupt the underneath basket pass.
Central outbounding Montgomery County man-to-man defensively. Strader looking inside. The player hits the deck.
Okay, wait a minute. The official did not see it.
No.
He made that call based upon what he saw at the end result of a player on the floor. He didn't know if the player tripped over their own feet or not. I mean, that was, you're talking about making a call that you did not see. That official did not see that call.
He was on the far side of the floor looking through a number of players, and Jarvis has her second foul, goes to the bench right now. Warner back in the game. Here out front is Long. Ball knocked away, taken away by Oney. Another turnover. Oney runs down, stops underneath, then lays it up and in.
Hey, way to gather herself, Reagan Oney there. Not trying to rush up a shot there.
17-5, Montgomery County. Minute to play here in this opening quarter. Long, dribbling out front, goes over on the right side to Metcalf. Now Long's got it again. Now with the ball out there is Miles. Long down in the left corner, just standing now. They go inside to Metcalf. Out to Long, drives into the lane, sends it back out. There's a three-point shot that's well off the mark by Strader. Rebounded by Central, and Long puts up a three, no good. Rebounded by Oney, and we get a foul on Central.
A couple of long three-point shots by Madison Central. Unable to make them count, and then Reagan Oney comes in and cleans it up at the end.
The Indians will bring it down with 25 seconds to play in this opening quarter. It's been a good one for the Lady Indians, who lead 17-5. Here's a ball tip, though, taken away, and going under is Ritterkopf.
Oh,
blocked
nice
by
play.
Oney. What a recovery by Hayden Barrier. Barrier coming down, not only. Barrier came down and blocked that shot. That's quite a play, Ivan.
Yeah, you make a mistake, and then you make up for that mistake immediately.
Entry pass, Carter goes through the lane, throws it up, and kisses it off the glass. Good to make it 17-7. There's a shot from well beyond midcourt by Barrier that almost went on in. And the opening quarter has come to an end. It's Montgomery County 17, Madison Central 7 after a quarter play. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Montgomery County 7-14 from the field. Madison Central 3-11, Ivan, as we talked before the game. It's bottom line, put it in the basket.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. And I love the patience of Montgomery County here early on in this contest.
Dillon, 2-0, Montgomery County has it to begin this second quarter of play. Barrier on the left side, goes inside to Warner, who angles herself, puts it up and in, but he gets called for traveling.
I thought she might have got away with it. I was sitting there like, nobody say nothing, because she almost got away with it. But that's one of the few times where you'll see Bailey Warner looks awkward with her feet.
So Central gets it down by 10. Here driving the left baseline, Ritterkoff goes inside, flips it up off the glass, good. Beat her defender, and it was easy, 17-9. We know the Central team will not go away. This is a game that is likely to go down to the wire at the end. Here is Oney, the Barrier, and there's a takeaway by Carter, and then Carter's in trouble, and we get a jump ball.
Ooh. Got two of the more feisty players out there.
Carter.
And Carter just yanked the ball away from Fouts there.
It'll be Central's ball on the alternate possession. Fouts has logged that in her memory bank.
Yeah.
Not to be forgotten.
It will not be forgotten, I promise you.
Here is Campbell with the ball. Brooke Campbell takes it down the left side of the lane, flips it up, and it rolls off. Rebound lost, out of bounds by Montgomery County. Lady Indians couldn't hold it.
Came off the fouls there, but, boy, another prime look for Madison Central that they couldn't get the ball.
Yeah, they're getting to the rim an awfully lot, but not making shots right now. Inside Ritterkoff, she goes up and puts it up, no good. Rebound back up again, no good, and Fouch has the rebound this time. So Montgomery County will come down. They put it in Barrier's hands. Hayden has it out between the circles right now. Ooh. She fires a long, long three that's no good. Boy, that was a deep three. Rebound taken by Miles. Central coming down. Ball is tipped away, but Carter gets it. Sends it out to Ritterkoff. Left corner. Metcalf for a three. In and out. Rebound taken away from Barrier and put up no good. And this time Barrier does come out of there with it. Barrier runs it all the way down. Goes through a pair of defenders. Got it knocked away. Gets it back. And we get a whistle and a foul. That's going to go, I think, against Ritterkoff.
A lot of collisioning going on, but what Montgomery County has to do, and we saw it right there, that both Carter and Miles, they will crash the boards. And so you've got to find your player or a player in your area and go and make body contact.
Indians will inbounds it. Dillon in there floats it in deep to Barrier. Barrier dribbles out on the top of the key, splits the Campbells, and then lost the handle on the ball. Nobody was there along the baseline waiting for her. Driving down comes Ritterkoff. Hands to Campbell. Long cross-court pass is knocked away and out of bounds by Barrier.
Again, great active hands. That time Oney and Barrier both got their hands on the ball right there. That just disrupts the flow of your offense and, you know, allows your defense to get set there.
Warner comes in on the inbounds play. They get it to Ritterkopf, and the lefty pops it in wide open from the free throw line, and it's 17-11. Lady Indians can use a basket here. See if they get a good offensive look and get a good shot. Barrier over to Dillon. Dillon drives down the lane, goes under, and lays it up, and I mean Warner.
Yeah.
Warner lays it up and in.
Bailey gave that ball fake, Dan. It was excellent. I thought she was going to take an ill-advised three there, but boy, what a great play by Bailey Warner.
Her first two, and now Metcalf out of the left corner, an open three, knocks it down, and it's 19-14. So the lead that was 12 at 17-5 is now 5 at 19-14 for the Montgomery County girls. Barrier against Carter, backs away on the dribble, looking over the defense. Just casually dribbling the ball right now. And now she'll try to beat Carter. Dribbles left. And
beautiful five. She never could get her off out of that guarding zone.
So Montgomery County turns it over.
You know, it was one of the things coming out of the game last week against GRC and Coach Dustin Hine, talking to him after the games, trying to find more ways and opportunities to get the ball to Hayden Barrier where she could score and be effective.
Jarvis has come back into the game for Montgomery County. Here is Campbell with it. Brittany Campbell on the right side. Hands it to Strader, who walked with the ball. Strader is the leading scorer on this team. Montgomery County has held her to 2 points so far and has really frustrated her.
Well, they frustrated her in the previous matchup. If you'll remember, she really struggled, and she gets to that point where then she starts trying to force the issue.
Here's Barrier with it, way out front. Starts on the dribble, goes right, sends it over to Warner. Her three, the right corner, is an air ball. Shot it too hard. Ritterkopf comes away with the basketball. And here's Campbell moving in, hands it off. Carter throws a pass out to Ritterkopf. Montgomery County recovers in that 2-3 zone. Here's Brooke Campbell with it, dribbling. Dillon matching up with her man-to-man. She drives inside, beats the defense, and then missed a shot. And Dillon has a rebound. Running down off to Fouch. Fouch goes under and gets fouled by Carter and will be at the line to shoot a couple of shots.
And Sophie right there looked over her shoulder to see who it was, and she saw it was Carter. She was like, I know there's probably going to be contact here.
At the line, the Lady Indians, number three, Sophie Fouch.
Fouch has not yet scored in the game. 4 minutes to play in the first half. Montgomery County, 19-14, they lead it. Barrier, Dillon, Jarvis, Warner, and Fouch in the game right now for Montgomery County. Free throw is up and good. And now Oney is going to replace Dillon.
Allie still trying to find her way in this season. Of course, having to sit out several games in the first half.
Free throw no good, but Warner with the rebound. Then she lost it. It goes out of bounds, and Warner touched it last.
Another missed opportunity on a trip there.
20-14. Final 4 minutes of this first half, and Montgomery County has gone man-to-man defensively right now. Fouch guarding Ritterkopf. Here's Campbell. Brooke Campbell hands it back to Carter. Drives into the lane. Forced up a shot, no good. Rebound by Jarvis. Jarvis, and we get a foul on Carter.
Yeah. That was a terrible foul, too, by Carter. Just trying to be overly aggressive. They're trying to stop that ball off of a defensive rebound. Just an ill-advised foul there.
Warner's going to come out of the game for Montgomery County now. So a lot of substitutions. We don't have a lot of different players playing. Montgomery County has used seven, and really Orison has not played a lot. Barrier to Dillon, and it was not a real good pass. Threw it out of bounds on the far side. Montgomery County with now 10 turnovers in this first half. 7 against Madison Central. Here's Brooke Campbell. Metcalf back to Brooke Campbell. Schrader sets up in the middle of the defense, working against Oney. Oney has a little height advantage on her. She goes for the basket, spins, weaves, puts it up and in, but got called for traveling.
There was just too much going on her. You know it's going to be hard for her to get the shot up once they didn't take the first two fakes. Again, another turnover by Strader, and I think it's just a matter of she's not allowing the game to come to her.
2:55 left here in the opening half. Lady Indians with a six-point lead right now. Here inside the Jarvis, the ball is tipped away and out of bounds by Central. Jarvis has not had a shot yet. Montgomery County has not been able to get her involved in the offense. Trying to do so right there, but it didn't happen. Here's Dillon looking.
Oh, man. You cannot call that on Hayden Barrier. She got grabbed. That was the official that missed that call earlier, that calls Barrier for a push-off when she literally got grabbed. I mean, she had no choice. She was trying to disengage from a player that was grabbing her.
Barrier's first foul. So Central gets the ball. Driving for the basket is Campbell. Out to Campbell, right side Metcalf. Bounce covers her up. There's a ball tipped away, taken away. Jarvis. Jarvis going to go all the way for the basket. Flips it up, no good, but a foul. That will earn Jarvis a couple of free throws.
Yeah, the length of Jarvis right there, able to read the play.
Brittany Campbell's first foul. Two shots coming for Savannah Jarvis.
Great job of reading there by Savannah.
Jarvis misses the free throw. Garmin County has scored only 3 points here in this second quarter. And the second free throw is no good, and the ball is tipped out, but finally it's picked up by Metcalf. So it stays at 20-14. There's a bounce pass inside. Strader goes for the basket, puts it up, no good, well off the mark. Dillon with a rebound coming out of there. Dillon all the way down, going to go for the basket and flips it up, no good. She ends up down on the floor. And back the other way comes Madison Central. Outside Campbell, she can't get a free shot. And now a three for Strader that is no good. Rebound taken by Jarvis, and we get
a jump ball. That's not fair. That really is not fair. Savannah Jarvis did all the work there. You know, you're going to reward a player that reached in on her, and I don't know that it was all clean on the reach in.
Minute 45 to play here in this first half of action. See if the Lady Indians can get some points here. Oney's back in the game. Dillon a three right side. That is no good. Long rebound comes up and is picked up by Central. Lead pass ahead and going under and laying it up and in is Ritterkopf. That's a snowbird right there.
Yeah.
She released very early. 20-16.
Took advantage of that long rebound and kick out.
Here is Warner deep in the right corner, and we get a whistle and a foul on Metcalf. Metcalf gets her second foul. Here's Miles coming back in. She's going to replace one of the Campbells. And for Montgomery County, it's...
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I thought she was going to get to shoot free throws there.
Yeah, she's going to shoot two shots. Warner has 2 points so far on a field goal. Free throws up and no good.
Well, you expect Bailey to be a much better free throw shooter. She has such good touch on her shot.
Jeremy Kane has made 2 of 6 free throws in this game so far.
A lot
112 to play in the half.
A lot of things with Bailey Warner is just getting stronger, Dan. Once she gets stronger physically,
she makes a second. 21-16. Here's out of the left corner, Ritterkopf for a three. Good. Ritterkopf has 9 points in this quarter, and it's 21-19. So Central, with a minute to play in the half, has cut that once 12-point lead all the way down to 2. Oney to Barrier. Back to Oney on that left side. Oney gives it to Dillon, who's come out between the circles. Back over to Oney. Now inside Warner, wide open, lays it up and in. Beautiful setup that time that left Warner all alone. She has 5 points.
And that's where she can be deadly. She's got the size as a target and can be able to make plays around the basket.
Only went for a steal, didn't get it. Strader to Ritterkopf, drives the left baseline, goes under, flips it up, and it rolls off. Battle for the rebound. Ritterkopf fighting for it, and it's out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Montgomery County.
Yeah, Ritterkopf hit a prime opportunity there even off of the miss. And
they got a foul on Ritterkopf.
Oh, they called a foul on her? Okay.
That's her second.
So we'll shoot free throws here.
With 15 seconds to play. The officials are talking.
Well, because the official at the baseline was just saying it was out of bounds. And it was the one out on the wing that came in and called a foul. That's why I thought they were just giving possession to Montgomery County. But now they're really talking here. You know, the official on the baseline, which, you know, I felt like has been a part of a couple other questionable calls. Now Coach Trua probably will agree with me in this situation.
Well, the foul is called. It's obviously the foul was called on a player who was battling for the ball before it went out of bounds. That's when the foul was called. That's when he called it. And I mean, if they waved this foul off, they're doing the right thing here. It has to be Montgomery County shooting a pair of free throws here. And it's going to be Barrier who will step up to the line. Barrier has not scored in this quarter after getting 13 in the first quarter. And the free throw is no good. And Montgomery County has completely gone afoul at the free throw line. They are struggling.
Not helping themselves at all.
No, this could be a really comfortable lead almost. She makes a second. 24-19. 13 seconds to go. Momentum play here. Let's see if the Lady Indians get a stop. Campbell over on the left side. There's Ritterkopf throwing up a three-point shot that's no good. They didn't get a good look. And the first half comes to an end. Montgomery County with the advantage. 24-19, the Lady Indians have the lead here at the break, and we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX4 1000 Sport side-by-side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain. Armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology, take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000. Available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
We are back here at halftime here at the MCHS Arena. And here he is with the halftime statistics for us. And Hugh Davis is here tonight keeping statistics. And Ivan, it's always nice when you get that.
Hey, when you got Hugh in the house, you know you're going to get some good, accurate stats, and provides us with a lot of information all the time. He's always very hospitable. It's Hugh. Hugh's one of those guys, Dan, when you come into the gym a night that he's there keeping the stats, he gives you everything you need when you walk in. He's like a sports information director a lot of times. And we've got a few individuals around the state that we've interacted with over the years that are like that. When you go into their home gym, they're going to hook you up with all the information you need.
Yeah. I'm going to let you go over the individual scoring for the first half tonight.
Well, I do. If we take a look at the stats here in this game here in the first half, individually, first for Montgomery County, you have leading the way
Hayden Barrier with 14 points. And she was 5 of 8 from the floor, 2 of 3 from beyond the arc, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Then we go way down to the next player for Montgomery County. That was Bailey Warner, the freshman with 5 points in the first half. She was 2 of 4 from the floor. Missed her only 3-point opportunity and was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Then Reagan Oney, the senior guard, 4 points in the first half. She was perfect from the floor at 2 of 2. And then Sophie Fouch with 1 point. She missed her only field goal attempt, her only 3-point attempt, and was 1 of 2 from the charity stripe. For Madison Central, their scoring went like this. They were led by Cameron Ridikoff, was able to score all 9 of her points in the second quarter. She went 4 of 9 in the first half, 1 of 2 from the 3-point line, and did not attempt a free throw there in the first half. And then it was Olivia Metcalf, 3 points there in the first half, 1 of 2 from the floor. That one shot was made from beyond the arc, as she went 1 of 2 from beyond the arc. Then 2 points apiece for Natalia Strader, the leading scorer on this Madison Central team, Brittany Campbell and Eden Carter, and then rounding out scoring for the Lady Indians of Madison Central was Brooke Campbell with 1 point. So that's looking at the individual stats. We're going to take a 90-second timeout when we return. More Lady Indians basketball right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Pros know that there's a right tire for every job, like the new Mastercraft Courser Trail Truck and SUV tire. With biting grooves that lock into snow to improve handling in winter conditions, and innovative tread compounding for rugged durability, the Mastercraft Courser Trail has everything you'd expect from a premium tire, except the price. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Well, Montgomery County played so well in the first quarter, but it was Hayden Barrier offensively. I mean, she had 13 points in that opening quarter, 13 of the Lady Indians, 17. Everything else was clicking. Then in the second quarter, Barrier only took 1 field goal attempt and then made 1 or 2 free throws. And the Montgomery County offense bogged down a lot. And then not a lot of shots. All of a sudden, the turnovers.
Yeah.
But that's what Central, the second quarter was what Central wants this game to be.
They want to be ugly. They want it to be ugly. They want to create chaos for Montgomery County, disrupt their flow. Again, Montgomery County just trying to find ways to get Hayden Barrier opportunities to score. You know, when she went in that nice little groove there, a lot of that was in transition and delayed break situation where she was getting those good looks. It wasn't really out of a lot of their half-court sets, if you will. And Montgomery County has been their own nemesis because missing the free throw opportunities could have gotten this lead out, near double digits if they had just hit them. So you got to take advantage of those opportunities when you get them, because I thought Montgomery County was really active in that first quarter, you know, getting deflections, anticipating opportunities, but that didn't happen in the second period.
And Montgomery County, only 3 of 8 from the free throw line in that second quarter. But they lead it here by 5 points, 24-19 in a game that, as we told you when it was early on, when it was 17-5, but don't expect anything other than this game probably going down to the wire. That's just the kind of the way these two teams seem to appear. Central is a team that doesn't really have that post player because Ritterkoff would rather be out on the perimeter, but Montgomery County really doesn't have a post presence as much. Jarvis would really also rather be playing on the perimeter.
Yeah, Jarvis would really like to be at that 15 and in. She's like the one that likes to catch at that high post and try to beat you on a drive to the basket. That's where she really is comfortable navigating, operating, not with her back to the basket, if you will, to say the old school post player type of a role. And you really, Montgomery County, they've got to match, you know, Madison Central on the boards when it comes to not allowing them to get extra opportunities, because that's where Eden Carter will kill you, Jordan Miles when she's in. They're very active at running to that glass. You know, Madison Central, once they started getting shots up, that's when they got opportunities at those second chance opportunities.
Rebounds in the first half. Montgomery County with a 20-14 advantage, but they gave that up because they committed 12 turnovers and only 8 turnovers in the first half against Madison Central. So we'll begin the second half with neither team in any real foul trouble. Jarvis does have 2 for Montgomery County, and Carter and Ritterkoff and Metcalf all have 2 for Madison Central. Second half will begin here at Richmond when we return to the Madison Central Gymnasium in 90 seconds.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Tired of all those trips to the pharmacy? With Whitaker Pharmacy's MedSync program, they'll simplify things for you. You'll pick up all your prescriptions once a month. Those who use the program are less likely to miss a dose of their medication. And when you transfer your prescriptions to Whitaker Pharmacy, you'll get a free MedSync pill box. 9-6 weekdays and 9-2 on Saturday. Phone 498-3141. Terms and conditions apply. Whitaker Pharmacy on the Mount Sterling Bypass next to People's Exchange Bank.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area, locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
As the second half begins, Montgomery County will be moving from left to right on your dial. And the ball belongs to Central to begin the second half of play. See if Montgomery County can get off to the kind of start they had at the beginning of this game. Montgomery County is going to open in a 1-3-1 zone. Dillon out on the point of that defense. It's been awfully good at times for the Tribe. Now the left side driving in. Strader. Campbell in the lane, back to Strader on the right baseline, went through her hands and out of bounds.
Boy, and they broke it down so well, Dan, off that drive by Strader. Found all the little spots in the zone, but then turned the ball over. Now, Montgomery County's got to make them pay, because you're trying to steal possessions. That's why the change up in defense.
Warner down the lane, goes under, gets fouled. Backed on the arm and will shoot two.
That's where either Bailey has to get stronger or understanding after that first dribble, pull up and shoot that shot right there. Yeah, she's got that touch.
Strader gets her first foul, and Warner will be at the line for 2 free throws. Has made 1 of 2 from the line in the game, puts this one up and in.
And that's what coaches will tell you. You know, when you get in that painted area, Dan, you've got to have a multitude of different shots that you can utilize there with the little running floaters, just the stop and shoot type of situation. But you've got to have multiple shots when you get in that lane to be creative.
Second free throw bounced in for Warner, who has 7 points now in the lead at 7. 26-19, Campbell dribbles into the lane, loses the ball, picks it up, gives back out to Strader. Ritterkoff now will leave it off, and Brittany Campbell will take it out front. Driving on barrier, cut off, back out to Strader.
Offense is running a little slow for Madison Central, Dan.
Well, you got you have Oney on Strader, which is a good matchup for Montgomery County. Strader in trouble right now, can't get rid of the ball. Finally clears it and then gets it back, goes under and puts it up, no good. And a very late whistle, I thought, and a foul on Oney.
Yeah, right there, it was a great job. Reagan lost eye contact with Strader when she got rid of that ball. And Strader, being an offensively minded person, hit a nose to go dive straight to the basket there.
Strader will shoot a pair of free throws here and puts it up and in. Her third point of the game. 70 seconds into this second half, Montgomery County's lead at 6 points. Free throws no good. Good block out. Warner has a rebound for Montgomery County. So the lead, 6 points for the Tribe as Barrier brings it down. Carter defending her in the man-to-man defense. Here's Barrier. Dribbling around and now fires a deep, deep three that's no good. Well off the mark. Strader with the rebound. Strader heads out of there and down we get a collision inside and that's going to be a charge.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. We had
the official underneath the
we
basket.
We had the blarge. We had the blarge, folks. Yeah, we had the blarge. They're going to call this foul on Barrier, but...
And those two officials have disagreed. And look, they're having a conversation with the head official, the lead official here.
Now, I should know what you do in this situation, but they're going to... This is... The word for it is a blarge. You had a block and you had a charge and two called by two different officials. And I don't know if the fouls... I think they decided... that you award no personal fouls, perhaps.
That's always my philosophy.
And you go to the jump ball.
Yeah, go to the possession arrow. You just say no call and play on. But how do you penalize somebody? Because in order for it to be a charge or a block, somebody had to have done something wrong. You can't say both of you did something wrong in that situation. Either you was being guarded legally or, and they're going to go to the possession arrow, it looks like. That's what they did. Yeah, I mean, I think you got to wipe the foul off. Let's see if there's an announcement over the PA or not. But it looked like they were pointing to the possession arrow, like that was going to be the outcome. Because I've never, you know, we've had conversations with officials in the past calling it a blarge. Just that there is no such thing. There should not be such a thing, you know.
Central number 15, Brooke Campbell.
What's there going? They're going to call it on Campbell, too, it looks like. Maybe they are calling a double foul. Why wouldn't you wipe it off?
Correction, number 11, Brittany Campbell.
So they cut it on Brittany Campbell as well. So now they're going to go to the possession arrow is the only thing I can think of. Right? Because they're giving Madison Central.
It should be Montgomery County's ball.
It should be Montgomery County's ball if it's going to the possession arrow. So I think they've assessed them both with a foul. Looks like they've got two team fouls up on the board for both.
This happened over at the Berea Christmas tournament a couple of years ago, and I want to think that you charge no fouls.
You shouldn't be charged. I mean, that's my only personal thought on that.
Since we're really trying to ramp up the defensive pressure, here's Warner driving into the lane. Dillon takes it down the lane, flips it up, and it rolled off. Wow. Rebound. Barrier going for the ball, and we get a whistle.
More likely a
jump ball, and it'll be Central's ball.
Reagan Scott in there for that rebound. But boy, you really love to see Allie make that shot right there. That was a prime opportunity. She's had three quality looks there inside the paint this evening.
Yeah, she's 0 for 6 from the field now, and it's just, she has always been a little bit of a streak shooter. The Lady Indians need to hurry to get on that hot streak right now. Here's Campbell with it. Campbell to Campbell. Left corner, Strader for a three. Left short, rebound lost. Oney just couldn't handle it. Came off her hand, hot, out of bounds. Back to Madison Central. Here's Jarvis coming in to replace Warner. 5:45 to play here. Entry pass, Carter. Back down in the corner to Campbell. Montgomery County in his zone. Strader.
Strader went for one time. I thought she probably was going to take a shot, and she didn't.
Campbell, a three is no good, but the rebound by the other Campbell sends it back out. Ritterkopf goes down the lane, puts it up, no good. And the rebound by Dillon. So Montgomery County has the ball. Coming down. Jarvis over to Oney on the left wing. Here's Fouch, and she walks, and a good call. Lady Indians' first turnover here in this second half. Turnovers are now 13-10 in Central's favor. Driving the baseline is Campbell on the left side. Missed a shot, and on the rebound, we get a whistle. And Dillon's going to be called for the foul on the drive to the basket. That's going to award two free throws to Brooke Campbell.
For Central, 15, Brooke.
5:13 to play third quarter. Right now, these two teams are, as the free throw is up and no good, they're locked.
Neither team wants this one. This whole game's been a blarge to this point.
Non-offensive zone right now. Either team, that's not to say the defense has been pretty good. Free throw's no good. Rebound by Jarvis. So we're still at 26-20. Montgomery County, the lead in the ball. Jarvis walked in backcourt.
She had already made up her mind she was going to throw it. And very fortunate right there as she slammed down the ball in frustration there. We've seen that be called a technical before. She didn't mean any harm by it. But.
Here is Brooke Campbell. Bounces it off to Strader. Only with her. They go inside to Ritterkopf. Ritterkopf forced up a shot that's no good, and the rebound is tipped over, and Jarvis gets it, so Montgomery County has it. Barrier comes down, sends it over to Oney. Oney drives under on the right side, puts a shot up, no good, but a foul on Strader.
Yeah, you invoked the name of Naismith, and tonight these young ladies have set the game back when Mr. Naismith first instituted this game.
Oney is going to be at the line. Oney's not missed a shot this game.
She's perfect, yeah.
She's 2-for-2 from the field, and that's her first free throw. Now Orison is going to come in, and Fouch is going to leave.
Reagan said, I'm that person you was talking about making all the shots during the warm-ups. You jinxed everybody else.
This one spins out on her.
Yeah, that jinxed.
Rebound by Brittany Campbell. 27-20. Central gets it down in a hurry, but now here is Strader in the lane. Works against Oney. Couldn't get a shot away. Outside Ritterkopf, ball fake, goes for the bucket, flips it up and in off the glass.
Wow.
She's got 11. Ritterkopf is a player in the game for Central who really seems confident with the ball right now. Here's Oney, drives the right baseline, goes in and puts it up, and it bounces in.
High off the glass.
Way up high on the glass for Oney. She has 7.
That was
in the lead at 7.
That was not an embellishment on how high it all went up.
29-22. Off the glass, the big chicken, the little chicken, they could not diagram it into the goal. But it went in, and that's what counts for Montgomery County right now. Ritterkopf off to Carter. Carter didn't take the shot. Campbell into the lane, kicks it to her twin sister, who fires a 3, no good. And the rebound.
Ooh, it had to be a foul, yeah.
Yeah, Oney came down with it, but she hits the deck, and a foul is called, and that's going to be
Strader. Yeah, you got fans from Mazette. They're upset because these calls have been a little delayed sometimes, and I think that's what has frustrated the fans here. It got frustrated me a little bit because it appeared obvious, and we're several feet away and could tell you that was a foul.
14 fouls here in this third quarter. We still have 3:40 to go against Central. Here's Dillon, long pass over to Orison. Orison tried to feed a pass inside. He got tipped. And it got saved in by Central. It ends up being a turnover.
Like the idea, didn't like the execution of what Orison tried to do. Oh, wow.
There's a pass down inside to Campbell. Thought she walked. Back to Ritterkopf for a 3. Good. She's the player right now.
Yeah.
She's got 14. 29-25. Montgomery County's lead at 4. Barrier and Oney out front.
Can you get looks for Hayden Barrier?
Here's Orison down the corner of the ball. Got knocked away, and they're going to say Orison touched that last.
I don't think
there's any way she touched it last.
The ball got knocked free from her because she tried to take off before she.
The other girl was right there and touched it. But
man, I just have to be quiet. get my prescription changed or something.
Warner's back in the game now. There's a long skip pass over on the left side to Campbell. Into the game is Jordan Miles for Central. There's a three out of the left corner that is no good, rebounded by Dillon. Off that miss by Campbell, and coming down, Dillon is going to be fouled. It's Carter who gets her third.
I heard a fan from across the way from Madison Central say she didn't even reach. Well, what do you call it?
Didn't reach, but she ran over. Dillon's going to shoot a pair of free throws. Allie Dillon trying to get in the scoring column in this game. Struggles shooting the ball, puts the free throw up and in.
Maybe they get a good one there. I looked up and didn't realize that was Tyson Jarvis down in front of us. Danny's got a haircut. We'll have to get used to that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Looked like a totally different human, didn't he?
Free throw good again by Dillon. So Montgomery County's made 5 of 6 free throws here in this second quarter. And they lead it 31-25, 2:42 to play. Dillon comes out of the game now. Warner's back in. Jarvis out on the point of the 1-3-1. Central trying to position their offense against it. Down the left corner, the ball gets tipped away and out of bounds.
You can tell the uncertainty of Jordan Miles there in trying to read that 1-3-1 zone there.
They inbound it. Ritterkopf out front. Campbell. Brittany Campbell looking. They double her up. Hands it off to Lane, who's in the game. And now Ritterkopf gets a good look at a three.
Man.
You know, you just wonder sometimes, how do players not recognize and remember, hey, there's a player we can't let take the open shot.
Yeah.
31-28. Bouch out front to Barrier. Barrier floats it over to Warner, inside to Jarvis. Ball lost, picked up, and Fouch puts it in.
Opportunistic Sophie Fouch here. Whoa, that was a great look initially, though, into Jarvis.
33-28, driving for the basket. Miles missed it. Warner comes up with a rebound for the Lady Indians. Barrier brings it down, sends a long pass down to Oney. Oney drives the baseline and threw it away. Threw a pass wide of Fouch and out of bounds. Montgomery County has... They have struggled. They have been forced into speeding the game up sometimes on offense more than they want to. 17 turnovers against Montgomery County tonight.
It was a great opportunity that Reagan created, only to not execute the pass.
Campbell driving in.
Oh, wow.
Paul sends it over and laying it up and in. Is Metcalf. Right side, left side, 33-30. There's a shot put up by Dillon that's no good. Ritterkopf with a rebound. So Central could tie this game up with a three-point shot, a minute 14 to play. They drive inside, wide open layup.
Two great plays there off of the drive and dish.
Metcalf finished it off and has 7 points, 33-32, and Montgomery County with 1:08 to play in this third quarter will take a timeout. They lead it by one, but Central has been right there throughout the game. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Montgomery County with the ball and 1:08 to play here in this third quarter of action. The Lady Indians led by as many as 12 in the first half. That lead at 1 point right now. And again, they just haven't been able to get Barrier involved offensively after that opening quarter when she had 13 of her 14 points. Here's Jarvis. Dribbling to the top of the key. Now Dillon goes back into Jarvis. Jarvis goes inside, put it on the floor, and they take it away from her.
Missed opportunity.
Another turnover. Central can take the lead here. Here's on the right side. Campbell goes under the basket and then threw it away. Right in the hands of Oney. Oney runs it down the right side, but Central is back. Central to Barrier. Oney to Barrier. Barrier threw it away, got caught, and commits a turnover. Campbell goes down, and Barrier blocks it. Jarvis battling for the rebound, and Barrier goes in there and gets the rebound as well. The block shot and the rebound. Here's Barrier driving for the basket and get called for carrying it.
I felt like I needed to hear the Benny Hill theme song. Because it was a comedy of errors right there.
Barry Kenny has 20 turnovers in this game.
Oh.
And there is a three wide open that is no good out of the right corner. And Jarvis with the rebound for Montgomery County off that miss by Lane. And the third quarter comes to an end.
Mercifully.
Montgomery County still in control, leading at 33-32 after three quarters of play. And don't go away. We'll be back. Fourth quarter action in just a minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
We're at Madison Central High School. I'm not a bad crowd on in, really, for tonight's game. I mean, it's not a great crowd, but the way the weather has been.
Yeah, with a lot of these schools being out and students really not been in a routine here at the school, a lot of them probably didn't come out because of that.
And here's Dillon losing the ball. Has it taken away? Miles goes down the left side, and then ball is knocked out of bounds by Oney. There's yet another turnover on Montgomery County. Just errors, and not really protecting the basketball very well tonight are the Lady Indians. They lead it 33-32, and there's Barrier with a steal. And Hayden's going to come down. She's going to stop and go. Goes under and puts it up and in.
Well, a number of passes that Hayden Barrier has been able to read off of the inbounds here tonight to get a hand on.
Lady Indians by three. Here's Campbell. Brooke Campbell dribbles left. Ball knocked away but picked up. Here is Miles. Gives it back on the outside of the lane. Now the ball is knocked into backcourt, but touched by Montgomery County. Campbell brings it back, but she's in trouble, and now we get a whistle and a timeout taken by Madison Central. 7:23 left to play here in the game, and Montgomery County with a three-point lead at 35-32. We're back in just a minute.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
Central inbounding the ball, down by three. With the ball, long range, straighter inside, wide open. Campbell lays it up and in.
What a great set.
Campbell.
Great set coming out of a timeout.
35-34. Here's Dillon on the right wing. Central sits back in the zone. They go inside to Jarvis, turns, nice. Goes under to Oney, and Oney was going to lay it in. But
great vision by Jarvis. We talked about her not being much of a back-to-the-basket ball player, but, boy, she's shown the offensive awareness as far as making great passes, and she was getting ready to recognize one there off of the double team.
Strader coming out of the game. She gets the foul call, her fourth. Montgomery County inbounds. Minute into this final period. There's a long pass over to Oney in the right corner. Goes inside to Jarvis. A dangerous pass. Oh. Jarvis gets it. Looks. Spins. Puts it up and in. Yeah. Somehow. First 2 points for Jarvis.
Yeah, that was a tough basket there by Jarvis. Great job of showing strength.
Lead back to three. Campbell gives it up to Long, and now driving Ritterkopf. Dillon trying to stop Ritterkopf right now, although she's picked Campbell up on a switch. Outside, Brooke Campbell drives left through the lane, goes under, got too far in the basket, missed a shot, rebound, picked up in there by Jarvis. Montgomery County has the ball, and now taken away. Back, going under, laying it up and in is Brittany Campbell for her, only her fourth point of the game, 37-36. Inside, they try to go to Oney and throw it away. Yet another turnover on Montgomery County. Coach Dustin High up, and he just he doesn't know what to think. This team giving away too many possessions tonight. But they lead it by one, 5:48 left. Here out front, Brooke Campbell motioning for sister, twin sister Brittany to come. Brittany drives in, stops, sends it right side. There is a three that's on the way, way short. Jarvis off that miss by Long with a rebound. Montgomery County coming down. Right corner, Dillon will fire a three. Good.
Oh, good. The senior finally able to get a field goal to fall.
40-36. Quickly down, going for the basket. Forcing it up, no good. And there is a rebound by Warner.
Yeah.
And a foul is going to be called on Carter.
They can call him Warner now. They waited and called it against Warner because they didn't call the foul on Carter. Carter fouled Bailey Warner. I mean, it was plain as the nose on my face. And Bailey reacted to getting hit by Carter.
So Central gets the ball back.
Wow.
Bounce pass inside to Carter. Missed the shot. Warner contesting it there. Warner comes away with another rebound. Lady Indians have it. Here's Dillon driving down, and she loses the ball. Picked up by Central, headed the other way. Campbell goes under, gets her shot blocked, put up by Carter, no good. Put back up and in by Metcalf.
Wow. Wow, this is just the number of just opportunities that the Montgomery County Lady Indians have said, we don't want.
40-38. Inside Jarvis. Well, it was a tough pass. Jarvis double team. And she's being held in there by Metcalf.
She threw one in there like Josh Allen threw that touchdown last night. It's like you couldn't cover her up better than that.
Bounce is going to come in for Warner right now. Give Bailey Warner just a little breather with 4:35 to go. Montgomery County the ball and 2-point lead. Under the basket. Dillon looking, got to throw it. Under to Jarvis, who lays it up and in.
Great catch there by Jarvis right there. She really made that play.
Driving the other way, Campbell threw it away, but we're going to get a foul call on Montgomery County. This will be on Jarvis. Each team has just two fouls here in the final period. We've got 4:25 to play. Entry pass. They get it into Carter. Way on the right side, Carter drives in. Sends a pass left side. There's a three by Campbell that's no good. And the rebound, Fouch. Goes and grabs it off that miss by Brooke Campbell. Montgomery County getting it down. Barrier. Barrier's going to work on Carter. Stops and gets her shot blocked. And the rebound is claimed by Campbell. Back the other way. Montgomery County comes back and gets a turnover. Barrier inside to Dillon. Out to Fouch, her 15-footer, good, and she got fouled by Ritterkopf.
Oh, wow. And that was a great job of Allie Dillon realizing that she didn't have the shot, gave it up to a wide-open Sophie right there. Sophie made it count on the horn.
Fouch hits a 15-foot jumper, and now is a chance to knock down a free throw and make it a three-point play.
In a game like this, you get a seven-point lead, boy. That might be insurmountable.
Free throw is no good. The rebound taken by Campbell. Brittany Campbell got it. 44-38. Here's a pass in the left corner. They go down underneath the basket. Metcalf missed a shot. Rebound. Metcalf gets it, puts it up, no good. And finally, Jarvis comes away with the ball. So Metcalf missed a couple of opportunities. The Lady Indians have it with 3:38 to go.
As horrible as Montgomery County looked at times, Madison Central is getting unbelievable opportunities at the basket that they're absolutely just throwing away and missing.
Here's Barrier. Gives over to Dillon. On the right side, Dillon driving in, spins into the lane, throws up a shot. They may have to give her two free throws here.
Yeah, I think she will.
The foul is on Brooke Campbell. That's her first foul.
We've got to attribute this to just these teams not being in the gym these last week and a half.
Free throw good by Allie Dillon. Dillon scoreless in the first half, has 6 points now here in the second half. 45-38. Makes another one.
There you go.
46-38. Montgomery County to 1-3-1. Metcalf. Jarvis is out on the point of that 1-3-1. Dillon and Barrier on the wings. Fouch on the back line. Oney in the middle. Here's a pass picked off by Oney. Good right to her, really.
And then she carried it, but she was wanting to advance it forward and then realized too late that she didn't have a pass available. But, boy, that was going to be an opportunity here, Dan, if they could have went down and scored, because Madison Central is already pressing. They're pressing themselves mentally to try to get back in this ball game.
Montgomery County with 25 turnovers now. Central throws it away.
Miss Reed there. The play was there on the baseline, but Metcalf didn't make the cut.
15 turnovers on Central. We've had 40 turnovers in this game, Ivan.
Taking you back to, what, 1979? Sorry, again.
There's a long pass down and almost another, but the ball deflected out of bounds by Central. Lady Indians will play it.
In the early stages of the modern era, it wasn't nothing to see a 40 turnover game.
Here is Fouch, and the pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. No. Montgomery County was just off of Jarvis, and there's another turnover.
And I agree with the official there. I was wondering why Allie wasn't making an effort to go get that ball. I said, I thought that was off of Montgomery County.
Ritterkopf had been on the bench for a while. She's back into the game, and yeah, there's the player you need to cover up if you're Montgomery County.
Better find her and find Metcalf on any cleanup.
Brittany Campbell going for the basket, misses it, rebounded by Dillon. Just kind of threw that one up here. Dillon gets it down across the timeline to Jarvis. Jarvis down the right side of the lane, goes under and lays it up and doesn't go in. Rebound by Strader, who's back into the game. Goes the other way. The ball is lost underneath the basket, but picked up by Central. Get it out to Strader, and we got 2:10 to go. 46-38. Strader. Montgomery County doesn't want to foul anything. There's a three that's up and no good. And the rebound taken by Fouch. Off that miss by Brooke Campbell.
If any extraterrestrial beings showed up here this game tonight, they'd be like, "Whoa, they really do this to themselves?" Could go out there and watch this on a nightly basis.
And they throw it into Jarvis, and she can't handle it. Goes off her hands, and now
kicked out of bounds.
Kicked out of bounds by Montgomery County on the other end, but Central will play it. And here is Jarvis going to come out and get a breather, replaced by Warner. With a minute 46 left to play in the game, Montgomery County with an 8-point, 46-38 lead, and we're going to get a timeout taken by Central. 1:46 left. Lady Indians up by 8. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhen History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhen.com.
Traditional Bank has put together a local team of lenders with one goal in mind, to serve you better. Whether you're buying your first home, starting a business, or getting ready for the next big thing, we're here to help you realize your financial dreams. We put our customers first and provide sound support to make the lending process as easy as possible. It's why we have so many repeat customers and client referrals. See the difference at Traditional Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Well, as we come back to the action, just 1:46 to go. Central with the ball, down by eight. See what they have cooked up for the inbounds play. They get it down to the corner, right corner, to Campbell. Breaking for the basket, Strader laid, came off the screen, laid it up and in. Holly Strader's second field goal, 46-40.
Yeah, got to be smart here with the basketball.
Here's Warner, goes down, almost got away, almost walked, but I don't think she did. And here's Oney, bounces it over, and Dillon fires the three right side, in and out. How did that one not stay in? Battle for the rebound, and we get a jump ball.
It looks so pure, and it was from the same corner that she knocked down the three previously from over this right side.
Central gets the ball with 1:17 to play. Central down by six. Outside, Metcalf for three. No good. Rebound, the Lady Indians kick it out of bounds. It'll be Central's ball.
Somebody fouled. She had a beat on it, but boy, she just misread it and kicked off her foot.
Central looking to get it in. Comes to Campbell. Campbell goes down the inside to Strader, who puts up a shot, and Oney is going to be called for the foul with 1:05 to go.
Strader had no chance of making that shot right there.
Strader's going to shoot a pair.
Number 21, Isaiah Strader.
Strader puts the free throw up and in. Only her sixth point, but a big one there. And now Rinnerkoff is going to come out of the game as Metcalf is back in. Or Carter, excuse me, is back in. Free throw is up and spins out. And the rebound is taken by Oney. So it's 46-41. Montgomery County with 57 seconds to go. Here's Oney. Long pass to Fouch. Barrier. Montgomery County playing keep away right now. Not easy to do against this Central team, as we have seen.
Got to keep your spacing here. Got to know when to throw that pass. Give a ball fake if you need to.
Here's Warner. Central's got a foul pretty quick here. They've got one to give. Or no, I'm sorry, the next one will be two shots. Warner clock down to 31 seconds. And Central, they come and they foul Barrier. And that's going to be Strader's fifth.
Central number
21, Strader. Strader fouls out with 27 seconds to go.
Checking in for Central number 2, Rinnerkoff.
So Rinnerkoff will come back in. And here's Barrier at the free throw line to shoot a pair. Has 16 points tonight, but had 13 at the end of the opening quarter. Free throw is no good.
Came screaming out of the gate.
Jarvis coming in, replacing Fouch here. Barrier makes the second.
Lady Indians trying to go wire to wire on this game tonight.
47-41. Ball is tipped away and Barrier comes up with it for the Lady Indians. Going to go all the way down. Flips it up. No good. A lot of contact. She hits the deck. Carter with the rebound. Central.
Ooh.
And we're going to get a foul. Barrier is going to be called for the personal.
Fortunately for Montgomery County, they had a foul to give there. So it's not a bad foul.
No, they had a foul to give. Only 13 and a half seconds to go. Central leads 2 3-pointers. Campbell didn't take a shot when she should have.
Yeah.
They go inside, ball knocked away. Warner covers it, and that'll do it. Montgomery County has held on to win tonight. Montgomery County 47, Madison Central 41. They won by 5 at home. They win by 6 here at Central tonight. And improve their record to 11-6, break at the regame losing streak. Central has their record brought back all even at 9-9. We'll be back to recap it for you. Postgame show coming up in just a couple of minutes.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, They'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as their premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
As we return here tonight on the campus of Madison Central High School, the Montgomery County Lady Indians victorious tonight with a 47-41 victory over the homestanding Madison Central Lady Indians. And for the second time in this 23-24 campaign, the Montgomery County Lady Indians on the winning side of the ledger in this matchup. And Dan, it was not pretty. It's not a postcard perfect game, but hey, you got a game in after having a long delay in between games. And I know if your coach Dustin Highway, you may be disappointed in how we got here. I'm sure he's happy that we got here, got this one in, got this victory before they play their next game in a district matchup at Paris.
Well, for the Lady Indians tonight, you have to kind of like the way that things happen. Barrier gets 17. 7, 7, 7, 5, 4. You know, the other players, nobody had to make a big input. When you think about the fact that after the opening quarter, nobody scored more than 7 points for the Lady Indians, Ivan.
Yeah, and like I said, when you get a grinder like this and the Lady Indians able to get through it, that's a positive in and of itself right there. And I know that's got to be pleasing that you can get through a grinder like it and still come away with a victory on the road.
Coach Dustin High is going to come on and share his thoughts right now. And Dustin, this was a game that Dr. Naismith rolled over three or four times, but at the end of the night, you come out victorious. Your team did not value the ball very much tonight, did they?
That's actually what we just got done talking about. I thought there were, just off the top of my head, just thinking first half, I thought that there were 7 points go in with a 5-point lead, but there's 7 points out there between we get two defensive rebounds, work our butts off, secure rebounds, and then we take turn and dribble without looking and dribble it right into trouble and gave up two layups, and then coming off a free throw there at the end of the first half, we didn't get our matchups and left, I think, to Ritterkoff, or I can't even remember.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
But left her wide open in the corner for a three, and it's just a blown coverage. But you, coming off a week like last week, I thought that the break was good for us. I still think it was good for us. You really don't know what to expect. Live competition for the first time in over a week. I was really proud of the way that the girls competed. But there's definitely a lot of areas that we can improve on.
You say you made 13 of 22 shots inside the three-point line tonight. You made 3 of 12 beyond the arc. Are those statistics that if you go in and talk to the girls tomorrow about this, do you think that's has any impact on them, that they that it really makes a difference with players this day and time when they watch games and, you know, when they Ivicevic, when he knocks down, you know, three threes at Kentucky, it's like the three is the thing anymore.
Oh, without question. And there's no doubt that you can win it and lose it from that line. But, I thought for the most part, I thought I was okay with their three-point selection. And, 12 is a manageable number regardless of what the other number is. I would say that as far as the inside the three-point line percentages, you could argue that that's probably going to be inflated a little bit in this game because that's Madison Central's weakness. They don't really have the size to compete around the rim, and we were able to take advantage of that early. I thought we got away from that a little bit down the stretch.
Savannah Jarvis didn't have a big scoring game for you, but she had 10 rebounds tonight. She had 9 rebounds on the defensive glass that was big to keep Central from getting those second chance opportunities. And they only had 5 second chance points tonight.
Well, and that was one. The turnovers and the rebounding were two things that we really talked about coming into this one, and it limit their second chance opportunities. And I know that one of them was a three in the first half that came off of an offensive rebound just off the top of my head. But limit those opportunities and maximize our opportunities. And like we did limit theirs, but we turned it over too much to really maximize our opportunities on the offensive end.
You lead from start to finish. That's the goal of the game, right?
It is. And what did it get to? 32-31, I think.
Right.
There at the end of the third. But there were 3 or 4 possessions in there that I think we forgot which jersey we packed for this trip, but just forcing it into spots where it's like when you're playing with a lead, even if it's in the third quarter, it's like there's no rush, and we were hitting ahead and immediately trying to pound it to the middle, and they were sitting there and they got some deflections and got some easy opportunities, and we missed a couple of defensive rotations there to start the fourth quarter that got him some buckets. But I thought coming off of a week where we had one day of practice, Sunday last night was our second day of practice in a week. I thought all in all, that's a good win. And there's definitely a lot of areas that we can look at to improve, but that's a good team. And we had every chance when they made that run to roll over and just let them take it. And when they got it to 1, I think we immediately stretched it back out to 7 or 8. And that was good to see them respond that way.
What was different? Hayden Barrier, 13 points in the first quarter, and then she only had 4 the rest of the night. What did they do defensively that made the game different?
They went to, I'm not sure if it was a triangle or a box or a diamond or what it was. They started chasing there for a little bit, but still, we've got to get more organized in some of our sets and not having everyone available. Savannah practiced for the first time in 3 weeks last night, and you got to have her out there in rebounding situations, but then there are spots where some of the continuity offense that we've been running, she's not comfortable in that yet. So spots where we're used to getting open and getting looks, she may get turned around and not be exactly sure what to do. But her net positive just being on the floor outweighs some of those mix-ups. I thought she played well, especially for not being available for a while. But there's just I feel like we haven't had everybody together for more than a week the entire season. So there's going to be spots where people might be in different positions tonight than they were the last time we played and the next time we played than they were tonight. And it's been really difficult, and I think they've handled it really well, and we just got to continue to build on what we've got.
You only had 6 offensive rebounds tonight. You outscored them in second chance points 10-5. So when you got those offensive rebounds, you did something with it. But talk about the approach to being on the offensive glass with this team.
I think that has a lot to do with the rhythm and offense. A lot of our shots weren't necessarily out of design spots. And when you get the shots in design locations, you're more prepared to go to the offensive glass. And tonight, there were a lot of opportunities that were created that weren't necessarily in spots that the other 4 girls on the floor could always anticipate. And give Madison Central credit. I mean, they battle down there. They don't have the physical height, but it didn't slow them down from putting bodies on people and smacking and slapping and fighting underneath the basket.
It had been almost 3 weeks since you had a win, Coach. this helps, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you come off a 3-game stretch that we just came off of, and then you have a week off to really kind of ponder on it, and you're not able to get in the gym and work on it. But I tell you what, I thought we had one of the best practices that we've had in a long time last night, and I just feel like just talking to the girls, it's like you got a 5-week season now. I mean, you had almost like playing college ball, especially in AI, kind of get that week off around Christmas and come in and you're starting your second season. And I was pleased with the energy that they came into practice with last night, and I thought that they, for the most part, carried that energy over into the game tonight.
Yeah, Paris coming up, and your thoughts on the Lady Hounds, obviously a district game. These are all big, and you're going to go into their territory.
It's never a simple thing to go to Paris. And there aren't many coaches around that I think more of than speaks at Paris, and he's going to have his girls prepared, and they're going to have something waiting on us, and it's going to be up to us to, one, try to have something prepared regardless of what they throw at us, but two, just to play possession by possession and improve on those turnovers and really maximize the extra opportunities that we may be able to produce.
Hey, Coach, again, it certainly wasn't anything pretty, but it's a big win. This is a good basketball team. Central, they're 9-9, but they played a tough schedule, and they've got some nice wins to their credit. And you come into their place and get a win, beat them for the second time, and they want to ugly things up, and they did, and you helped them, and to keep it nice and ugly, and but you won.
That's right. It's sometimes nice to come out on the right side of a ugly one.
Yeah. Hey, good luck as you get ready to face the Paris Lady Hounds, Coach, and thanks for stopping by to visit with us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Coach Dustin High, Lady Indians, with a victory, improved to 11-6 on the season. And again, Madison Central now 9-9 on the year, and 2 of those losses have been to Montgomery County. Ivan, some final thoughts?
Hey, win is a win. As long as they're on the right side of the ledger, as far as your concerns, under that W, you'll take it, you'll learn from it, and move forward to use this as a launching point now. After what, you know, Coach High was calling a kind of a reset, if you will, after having that little break that allowed Lady Indians to get, fully healthy as a team, and now you can get back in the gym. A couple of practices and be prepared for Coach Aaron Speaks and those Lady Hounds over at the Earl Rail Wine Gymnasium. So I'm really looking forward to that, see how they can build on this going forward down the stretch. Even though, you know, you missed getting those opportunities to play over the last week, you know, make the most of the opportunities you got now available to you.
A lot of things that we leave out real quick in this game. Defensive work, only made all three of her field goal attempts. She had five rebounds, and she shut down Carter. She took Carter out of the game.
Yeah, Carter. This is the, you know, of the games that we've seen most recent in these matchups. Carter's effect on the game. It
was negated. Fouch ends up with 5 points in the game. She had four rebounds.
She's one of those.
She makes a difference.
Yeah.
As only a freshman.
Yeah.
And then you have Warner with 7 points and seven rebounds. What a solid job. And Dylan, she misses seven shots in a row to start the game, but she knocks down a huge three when it counts. Wasn't afraid to go ahead and step up and take the shot and scored all seven of her points there in that second half. And very late in the second half.
She made a couple of box outs that didn't lead to her getting a rebound, but it kept one of those hard drivers to the basket from getting in there and keeping it alive. And like I said, those are the things away from the ball sometimes that's got to happen in order for your team to have success. I thought she did a couple of things like that. And I look forward to both Allie and Bailey getting more opportunities to have an offensive effect on the games for the Lady Indians going forward. It's just a matter of them, you know, for both of them at times, and we've seen this, and we're talking about Allie missing some shots around the basket. We used to always get on her for overextending herself too early on layups and stuff. Now, tonight a couple of times, I thought she didn't gather herself. You know, she's a much stronger player than she was 2 years ago physically. She's got to make those baskets. I think just collect herself and go up strong through it. And then same thing with Bailey. Just as her body matures and she gets stronger, that's got to be the biggest growth at her in the offseason. It's just getting physically stronger because she's got everything else. And, you know, but I expect them both to have a little bit more of an offensive influence going forward for this team's success.
And Barrier staked this team to its lead with that great first quarter offensively, and then and forced the Lady Indians of Central to kind of change their defense up. And Montgomery County able to do enough to take advantage and hold on to get the win here tonight, 47-41. Our thanks to all of our teammates, Jeff West, our studio engineer, Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, and all of the folks who work with you on your advertising. We thank all of our advertisers and appreciate everyone who listens in. Again, tomorrow night we'll be back at the MCHS Arena, Indians against Campbell County. Or excuse me, against Fleming County coming in. The Camels will be in town. And we'll mention that Campbell County game has been rescheduled. It's going to be played on February the 17th at the MCHS Arena in a boys' action. And so until tomorrow night, for Ivan Rawls, I'm Dan Manley, saying thanks so much for being with us. Again, our final tonight, the Lady Indians of Montgomery County, 47, Madison Central, 41. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com. Tonight's game was sponsored by BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, The Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, MSU Foundation, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Sterling Family Dental Care, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Whitaker Pharmacy, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Windsor Care Center. Tune in all season long for Montgomery County High School Basketball on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.